Welcome, it's Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com with another companion podcast. For wine, we wrote up on the CheapWineFighter.com website. We, about three times a week, sometimes more, we do a review of a value-priced wine. And then when we're done, we plug in the microphone and we talk about it. Because there's certain stories that are better said than written and read. And, lately we've been going upscale. This is the first part of December 2023. We've been hitting some sparkling wine, some French champagne houses that have California outposts. And this one is the opposite. This is like as cheap as you can get. It's a Trader Joe's wine. It's called the Rose and Finch California Red Wine 2021. And it sells for $3.49. In Trader Joe's two-buck chuck, Charles Shaw, it's like $2.99 now, in some places $3.99. So this is right in there with two-buck chuck. And it's a limited-time wine. It's made for them by one of their producers. It's a family-owned Napa wine company. This is a California wine, so it comes from more than one AVA or... So it's not from Napa, but they've made several. I think they make the Big Churn Chardonnay and a couple other ones, if you are familiar with Trader Joe's wines. And this is like a limit. When this is done. There will be no more. So I got a feeling this is a wine that originally was meant to sell for more than somehow fell into the bargain bin. For one thing, it's a 2021. Even though this is the almost 3 weeks till 2024, and 2021 is not exactly an aged wine, but it is for a $3.49 wine. There's no money in there for aging. And plus, Trader Joe's Fearless Flyer mentioned oak spice and mocha and vanilla, all of which are oak barrel or oak. If not, maybe there's no price in $3.49 for barrels. So this has some elements to it, and it's also that it has elegant tannins. Usually there's nothing elegant about a $3.49 wine. So this does not seem to be made to be a $3.49 wine. It seems to have maybe had a long journey to this price point. It is kind of light-bodied. It might have been, I don't know, I mean, it might have been somebody decided not to sell it and these guys bought it, because it is light body and it isn't particularly complex, but what is there is good. I'm going to take a sip and we'll talk about it. The nose is legit. It's got all those oaky, spicy things on the nose. It's basically cherry based. It's got some spice, got some ripe plum, maybe some licorice. Normally when I write about a wine, I do when it starts out, then a transition to the mid palate, because typically speaking, a good wine will have a transition in it. And I usually skip the finish, because when does the body of the wine start and the finish stop? That's not something that, when you're talking about under $20 wines, is particularly important. It is if you're trying to get the best of the best and you want every single aspect fine, but you just want a good tasting wine with a nice price tag. If it's got a good finish, fine. If it doesn't have a long finish, that's fine too, as long as the price is right. And there's vanilla, there's chocolate, dark chocolate. This has some really nice flavors. Like, no transition. The acidity is really nice. Everything unfolds, the flavors unfold. It's got good balance. Nothing's out of whack with the others. It's kind of a seamless wine. I'm gonna take another sip. Yeah, that it doesn't transition is not a bad thing. A $3.49 wine. I mean, there is no flaws in it. It's not, if it had more body, It might have more things, but for some reason, it doesn't have the body to it. But that's not a bad thing. And what I was thinking, this is the holiday season, and you can get six of these bottles for under $21, pre-tax, of course, if you're having a party. And a lighter body, this is 30% alcohol wine, isn't the worst thing on a New Year's Eve or a Christmas party. I mean, you don't want to get your guests accidentally drunk, or sangria. You take six of these bottles and pour it in a big thing in a big bowl you have, punch bowl, and chop up some blood oranges and some apples, put some cinnamon sticks in there, you know, what else you have in there, nutmeg, whatever you want to put in there, let it stew for a few hours, and you can have a sangria for, I mean, six bottles in a, for a thing of sangria, that'll last a while for a party, for under $20. I mean, this is, you don't want to use a, you know, a fancy Spanish wine for sangria. You want to use something basic and everyday, and this is what this wine is, basic and everyday, and it's $3.49. And it's kind of proud to be $3.49 because it does a really good job at $3.49. It's a party wine. It's going to make people happy. So, the Rose and Finch California Red Wine 2021. I think it's the other cheap wine from Trader Joe's. If you ask me, it's the better one. So that's it for me. Until next time, we got some French bubbly by way of California coming up, and something from Chile. So adios, keep it cheap. Like us, like your podcast, if you will. It does help with getting us out there. And I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days because that's what we do. So adios, keep it cheap. Bye-bye.